This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Imprisoned activist Narges Mohammadi has won the Nobel Peace Prize for fighting the oppression of women in Iran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee says the prize is first and foremost a recognition of the very important work of a whole movement in Iran with its undisputed leader, Narges Mohammadi.
Ms. Mohammadi is still in prison as I speak.
Reese Anderson says Mohammadi has been imprisoned 13 times and convicted 5 times. In total, she's been sentenced to 31 years in prison in Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has won the individual all-around title at the World Championships for the 6th time to become the most decorated gymnast in history. Biles beat Rebeca Andrade of Brazil by 1.633 points. Biles now has 34 medals across the World Championships and Olympics, making her the most decorated gymnast ever, male or female, at the sport's 2 signature events, ahead of retired Vitaly Sherbo. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights deployed a field team to investigate an airstrike on a Ukrainian village that left at least 52 people dead. OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Throssell.
The strike is one of the deadliest since the 24th of February 2022. But of course, it is far from being the only one. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, who saw for himself the horrific impact of such strikes, is profoundly shocked and condemns these killings.
A missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in the village on Thursday as people gathered to mourn a fallen Ukrainian soldier. OHCHR said it had likely been fired by Russia, but that it was too early to say for certain. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of leaders and members of various religious groups marched on Friday to Kenya's Supreme Court and Parliament to protest against a Supreme Court decision to uphold a ruling earlier this year that gave the right to LGBTQ organizations to be recognized by the country's NGO board. The march was also joined by members of Parliament who told the crowd that the ruling was illegal and went against African traditions. An LGBTQ activist told Reuters that these organized marches against members of their community stirred fear and endangered their lives.
I have to shrink myself to fear constantly. I have to say, I can do it, but I'm scared because there's a very thin line between wanting to live your truth and being okay with dying.
In Kenya, unlike in many of the more than 30 other African countries where same-sex relations are illegal, its colonial-era anti-gay law is rarely enforced. On Friday, Amazon achieved a significant milestone by launching the first 2 prototype satellites for its ambitious Kuiper Internet network from Cape Canaveral, Florida.
We have ignition and liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket, carrying the proto-flight mission for Amazon's Project Kuiper.
The momentous event was orchestrated by an Atlas V rocket, a collaborative effort between Boeing and Lockheed through their joint venture, United Launch Alliance. It serves as the initial phase before Amazon deploys thousands more of these satellites into orbit, effectively beaming the internet across the globe. This strategic move aims to complement Amazon's formidable web services portfolio and directly compete with the well-established Starlink network spearheaded by Elon Musk's SpaceX. As House Republicans struggle to decide on a new leader, President Biden says he's willing to deal with whomever they pick. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Hours after his predecessor endorsed Jim Jordan as the next House Speaker, the president was asked if he could work with the fiery House Judiciary Chairman who's helping lead a probe of the Biden family.
For some people, I imagine it could be easier to work with than others. But whoever the speaker is, I'll try to work with.
At the same time, he's urging the House GOP to not again put the country in a crisis mode. Days after averting a government shutdown, the president notes there are only 40 days left to reach another funding deal.
It's time to stop fooling around. House Republicans, it's time for you to do your job.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Alaska fishermen will be able to harvest red king crab, the largest and most lucrative of all the Bering Sea crab species, for the first time in 2 years. The news offers a slight reprieve to the beleaguered fishery beset by low numbers, likely exacerbated by climate change. There was no such rebound for snow crab, however, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Friday that fishery will remain closed amid population declines. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.